Nearly 9 out of 10 people, or 88%, who worked remotely during the pandemic want to continue to carry out their duties away from the office when virus restrictions wind down. This finding is part of the CSO's Our Lives Online Pulse survey of 1,100 people, which also shows 80% of those surveyed and in employment have worked remotely at some point since the start of the pandemic. Cian McCormack reports.
I see a lot more of my kids and my wife than I would have in the past, which is great. You know, it's enhanced the family life, I think, to some degree.
Remote working has meant a better quality of life for Stephen Mulligan.
I am as productive as I want to be in work, but I also then have the flexibility to go out for a run and a swim at lunchtime. And, you know, that's not something I could probably do every day if I was in the office.
Stephen is an enterprise technology consultant with 3Ireland.
I think what's happening now is that it's much more about deliverables. So if you're delivering on the things you're supposed to be delivering on, then where you are at any given point in time is less relevant.
When pandemic restrictions wind down, Stephen would like to continue working from home.
And I suppose the technology is there now for us to do all this stuff. What has to probably catch up with that is management styles and management approaches. But I think hybrid is definitely here to stay. I don't think anybody thinks that that's going to go away.
Karen O'Reilly is the founder of EmployFlex in Cork. She works from home in Clonakilty, and she hires people who want more flexibility in their working lives.
A lot of people really, really want to work flexibly now and remotely, particularly post-pandemic. For me, I couldn't work unless I was working from home. My husband works abroad, so he's away for 9 months of the year, and I've got two teenagers, so I can drop my kids off to work. I can be at my desk at 8:45 and I can work through then until they're collected at 4:00. So that's absolutely a perfect arrangement for me and means that I'm gaining at least 2 to 3 hours a day on commuting and going to meetings, etc. So it's a perfect arrangement for me.
What Karen and Stephen are saying mirrors sentiment from the CSO's Our Lives Online Pulse survey. The survey says a majority of people want to continue remote working into the future. Dermot Canan of the Central Statistics Office.
So of those that could work remotely, 88% said they would like to do so when pandemic restrictions end. In terms of work-life balance, we asked respondents if they felt they had more time on their hands due to remote work. So 74% of workers said they did feel they had more time on their hands.
Mary Connaughton, director of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, is not surprised by the findings.
We're not surprised to see so many people actually want to stay working remotely, but the data from the CSO is showing us that 60% want to spend some of their time working remotely and some of the time working in the office. And that gives a real challenge for hybrid working to employers.
The challenges, what are they from the employer's point of view?
There's a very high expectation of choice coming through in this data that employees do expect to be able to have choice about how and where they work for the future. And employers need to be able to step up and respond to that.
Workers who talked to this programme say the findings of the CSO survey match their experiences. Ciara Davis is Corporate Affairs Coordinator with Vodafone.
Working from home for me has allowed me the freedom to be in Dublin when I need to be, but also spend more time in Cork when I go home. During the pandemic, the initial first year, I was at home in Cork for 12 months, relying on the broadband. It was great. It was great to reconnect with my school friends, my local community, and my local football club.
Now that has changed. You've moved back up to Dublin. Why?
I've moved back up to Dublin because at Vodafone Ireland, we are part of a 60-40 hybrid model, which is great. It means that we are in the office 2 days a week, but working remotely or from home 3 days of the week. And this is fantastic because it gives me the best of both worlds. I get to enjoy the collaboration of being in the office, but then also enjoy the many benefits of working from home, like spending more time in Cork when I go home.
More time in Cork. Cork woman Ciara Davis, Corporate Affairs Coordinator with Vodafone Ireland, ending that report by Cian McCormack.